Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, April 12th, 2022 already. Boy, this year's plugging away, isn't it? hosting along with myself tonight is the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you doing? What's
happening, man?
Nothing at all.
Just hanging out, doing nothing.
Just hanging out, doing nothing.
Cool.
That's a nice mission.
Nothing to do. All right, just hanging around.
And also, Freak 33, Matt Esposito. What's up, man?
Not much. Busy.
He's busy. Oh, you're not. Cool. Busy's good, right?
Yeah.
Your busiest time's coming, or one of your busiest times coming up, right? Mother's
Day. Oh, yeah.
Mother's Day in May, right?
Yeah, that'll be a whole week event.
Cool. You guys do stuff for Easter too, or it gets busy on, I guess, all holidays, huh?
Yeah, but yeah, Easter, we're already getting some pre-orders.
You guys do like candy arrangements with flowers, really?
We actually have a license to do alcohol also.
Oh.
So for gift baskets and stuff, we can do.
So where's our On Wheels Now gift basket with alcohol?
We're talking about
doing a drunk show.
That's right.
Probably not drunk, but maybe a drinking show.
Mm-hmm.
To put it better. Now, depending on what happens by the end of the show, that's another story.
Hey, every time you say On Wheels Now, you got to take a shot.
Ay. Great show for you
every
tonight.
Every time you say racing, you got to take a shot.
There you go. Hey, something, right. So we got a couple things going on tonight. We're going to, when we call about 10 after.
Yeah, about 10 after. Yeah.
We're going to be calling Shannon Bilbray Axelrod, which is assemblywoman, I should say, Shannon Bilbray Axelrod of Nevada. Also board member of the Family to Family Connections. Been dealing with her a long time with the Touch a Truck event.
Yes.
We didn't get a chance to last show. I wasn't available, but we'll try to catch up with her on this show and see what happens. Talk about the Touch a Truck event. Oh, that was a great time there. We also have in studio Alex Escandari.
Close enough.
Alex E. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me again.
Seems like forever since we've had you in.
He wants to be part of the furniture up in here.
Hey, we've been through this before.
Yeah.
I know I have.
About 10 years ago.
10 years ago. 11, mm-hmm. Yeah. 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. 10 plus.
So it's not always a bad thing, see?
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
End up doing the show.
Exactly. You know what?
Well, I was a guest on the show and I never left.
So, I'm still asking him, hey,
when can he leave? He does leave once a month.
We lost one. We lost JJ. Yeah. I wish he was still here, but he's still alive. And all we didn't lose him that way.
We did, yeah, there you go. We didn't lose him that way. We lost him to the show. So.
Yeah, so that's okay. The show must go on.
With or without JJ.
But we'll catch up on a few things. Again, Alex is here, so we'll let him take a run with he's got a lot to say. No. Thanks for being here again, Alex. I guess last time you were a little low on the mic, so.
Yes.
Can everyone hear me now?
Yes.
He
came back to be louder on the mic.
That's right. So let's recap last show. We'll just replay it, redo it to a little louder this time. But anyways, a couple things, though. You are with Prestige. Still,
Prestige,
I guess,
Chrysler, so, Jeep Dodge.
You know, things, hey, you know, yeah, you never know. I don't know what the automotive world's like today forever, really. But so you're there at Prestige doing your things. Top sales, one of the top sales.
The top.
The top sales, not even one of. He is the top sales. So can I ask this question? You don't have to tell me. How many cars does a dealership sell in a month?
It just depends. We're the best. We sell about 400 cars.
Wow.
A month?
Yeah.
Cars and trucks, I guess.
Cars, trucks, SUVs,
wow.
Vans.
Dang.
New and used?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Everyone needs cars.
They do. Did you see an upswing in used car sales since, like, the delay of, like, parts and
it's
things?
The best time to buy new or used.
Really?
That says with a smile.
So you still have to trade your car in with Alex to go buy a new one. You talked about that show 4 weeks
yeah.
ago.
It's been 4 weeks already.
Yeah, I don't think I'll get enough on the trade-in.
Wait a minute. Alex will take care of that. He told you that the trade-in value right now is way up, probably more than it should be.
It's the best time to buy for anyone.
Right, but the difference of the vehicle that I want has gone up the same amount.
Which
exactly, so it's a wash.
Yeah, so you would get it now before it...
They don't have many smart... It's still $25,000 that I need to make up.
So what is your choice if you were to...
Oh, the Jeep Grand Cherokee.
The Jeep Grand Cherokee. Okay. Like the newest one, or is there a certain year, like in the last 2-3 years?
Well, mine was a 2016, and I really liked that one. So
I do have a newer one. I have a 2017 in stock.
Now, is that the one you had problems with?
No. That's the one that I was able to pull. That's when I was able to pull my trailer all the way up to Salt Lake on one tank of gas.
I was looking at you like,
shut up.
Hey,
I'm trying to
sell cars here.
No, it was a Chevy that I had transmission problems with.
And Ford.
I'm shocked.
Ford.
Whoa. Easy there.
So he's got a 17 for you. What's the holdup?
Getting down there.
So what year is your...
I'm only on 95 and Ann Road.
Yeah, right down the street.
Well, it needs a few hop, skips, and jumps. It needs a low enough miles that I still have,
the warranty.
The warranty to it.
He's just stalling. Let's move on.
Well, Alex will talk to you after
Alex
the show.
Alex knows a staller when he sees it.
Exactly. Let's move on.
I need the wife.
Yeah, exactly. Where's the wife?
Yeah.
He's got all the secrets. He'll talk to you after the show.
If I was able to afford it right now, I totally would.
Cool.
Because, my Jeep, that was a really good vehicle.
Hey, we had a Jeep Liberty, and
sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's, I lost respect for Jeep at that point. But it was a Liberty, so we knew what we were getting into. It was a good car. Don't get me wrong.
No, in the Jeeps, it seems like the Renegade and the Grand Cherokee are the two that really, you could beat up, and they pretty much stay together.
But Jeeps aren't like Jeeps like they used to be, right?
The Renegade still is. That's,
is it? I'm asking.
Same thing with Chevy.
Hey, I like Chevy, GMC. I like Fords. I like Dodge. I like them all. Oh. aren't they this, they changed at some point. You know, like they became just like any other car.
Let's see if this works.
Uh-oh. What'd you do? Oh, you're getting ready to call?
Yeah. Well, the Jeeps have the Dodge engine in it now, right?
What was that?
The Jeeps have the Dodge engine in it, the RT, the SRTs, and all that,
mm-hmm.
don't they? Yeah.
See, I don't know what...
It's just like a race car. You can say you're driving a Ford or a Toyota. It's just a sticker. Same body.
That's right, exactly. You know, and realistically, like any of them, Ford, Dodge, Chevy... They all have their problems, So.
No,
they're
good.
We're ready.
We're on.
Okay, go ahead. Shannon. Hello, Shannon. Are you there? This is Mike and Gary and Matt.
It disappeared.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. This.
You might want to text her, say we'll be calling her.
She's like, who's calling me?
Because it is a long-distance number that she's seeing. But, you know, since we're talking about Assemblywoman Shannon Bilbray Axelrod, she is a board member and runs the Family to Family Connection, which is a really, you know, great event. Hold on 1 second. I'm trying to... Gary's distracting me. So.
Typical Ford guy. Still has a landline.
Yep. So, anyways.
All right. We're going to try old school.
Shannon, how you doing? This is Mike and Gary. Hi. Appreciate you being on with us.
Absolutely. Happy to do it.
Cool. You know, obviously... Last week I wasn't available, but we wanted to go over and talk about the Touch a Truck event that you guys put on, which is a great event every year. You want to tell us a little bit about that and then kind of lead us up to you had some time off from it and just the first time back in a while.
Yeah, we got to be back. It was tough for a couple of years, and parents were wanting to have something to do with their little ones, so we brought it back this year. I think this is our 15th annual, minus the 2 years that we were down because of the pandemic. But, yeah, it's just an opportunity to have the little ones come out and climb on trucks and ask questions and see things and cool cars and you guys and all sorts of things that you know, kids learn by touching, feeling, and playing. And so we're happy to put that opportunity out there. All the proceeds go to help Family to Family Connection, which is a 501c3 that supports family engagement classes for children and parents from 0 to 5.
How long have you been involved with the Family to Family Connection?
I have been involved in Family to Family since my daughter was pretty much a newborn. I went there for some help with nursing, and I was having a little bit of issues with that, and got to know the people and their mission, and was recruited to be on the board, and I've served as board president for, I think, the last 8 or 9 years.
Wow, so you've been involved for a little while. It's an amazing organization that you have to help young families learn how to parent and caretake.
Yeah, you know, parenting can be sort of lonely and isolating when you're home with a new infant. You know, it's a lot of times you feel very, like I said, isolated. And so having these classes where you can go and bring in your young children and learn how really that you could be your baby's first teacher. You really are. So, we're happy to be able to provide these classes free of charge and really helping good people become better parents.
And tell us about the Touch a Truck event. When did that come about and how did that whole thing come together?
So we used to be under, we came to be under a grant through the state, and we kind of started thinking, well, we better raise our own money just in case that grant ever falls through, and boy, were we lucky we did it, because we the money did, when the recession happened in 2008, we did lose our state grant, but we had started this Touch a Truck event because we are all about play and how kids learn from play. So someone had an idea, and the first year was in the preschool parking lot, and I think we had about 10 trucks, and then the next year we had about 20, and we've just kind of gone up from there. This year was our most successful year, even though we didn't have as many trucks as we've had some years. We've had as many as almost 100 trucks. I think we had close to 60 this year, different activities, and people were just chomping at the bit to come out and do things, and especially something where you feel safe, it's outside, and parents were just very, very thankful. We'll definitely be able to fund Family to Family for another year, so we're happy that turned out so well.
Absolutely. It's a great event. Something that I know Gary's been involved with here almost since day one. I think it was the second year. He's been involved with that, and it's just an amazing event, and I'm glad you guys do put it on. It does give a great chance, not only for the kids, but I know I've been walking around there before looking at different things that I've never seen before, so it's exciting to be involved with that, and it's really amazing. And I thought there's a lot of people this year, almost more than in the past, so it was really cool to see that.
We had a record turnout. We definitely we're very happy for that. But like I said, it's a great event. People love it. People have been begging for it to come back, and people are ready for something to do.
Absolutely. I think so, too. And I know we were excited to be back and doing what we like to do there. And we met a lot of great people, a lot of great families, and it's just amazing. And it was good to see you out there, Shannon. It was fun to see you. We always look for all you guys when we're out there, and every once in a while, everybody comes around and says hello at some point, and we appreciate that. And again, we appreciate the opportunity to be part of it.
Thanks for being there. Thanks for your support over the years, and we'll make sure that we're looking at already. We're at 2023. We're gonna hopefully do it in March of 2023. So we'll definitely get with you before then.
Okay.
Thanks for all the support.
Are you looking to try to keep it at the same place next year?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. You know, when you have record attendance and we made the most money for our charity, you know,
absolutely,
you kind of want to keep it going.
Keep it going, exactly. Now, if somebody wants to find out more, where can they find out more about not just the Touch Truck event, but also the Family to Family Connection?
Probably the easiest is actually just because we do have the domain is touchatruck.com, and then you can go to Family. There's a link to Family right there.
Okay, perfect. Sounds
all
good.
Right.
We had a great time, and thank you again, Shannon. We look forward to it every year. We are already ready to look looking for next year's event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Great. We will be reaching out to you. Thank you so much again for your support.
Thank you, Shannon. It's nice talking to you, and we will be talking to you. Appreciate it.
You
have a great night. Again, that was Assemblywoman Shannon Bill Gray Axelrod, board member of the Family to Family Connection. You can go to family, the number 2, familylv.org. That takes you directly to the Family to Family Connection website. You know, it's a great organization. They empower and give young parents the tools to provide for, you know, for their new families and help them learn how to raise children. They also have early intervention, which, you know, is important for young babies to be diagnosed if they have any issues, you know, underlying issues to for early detection, to be able to get them in the right programs and so on. So it's a great way for young families to start off, and they give you the resources and the direction to go. Alex, you have a wife, kids yet?
I'm 22.
Good answer.
I'm still test driving.
So when you do,
that doesn't mean
when you do.
I got married at 22, right?
You know, when you do, you know, I don't, you know, I never looked for programs like this, but they are out there now, and
that's
I don't know
awesome
if you, were,
they
you know,
have that.
So if you do have a young family, you're just starting off and need resources, just need questions answered, you know, and they have it all. So check it out. And Touch a Truck is one of their biggest fundraising events. Like Shannon said, they used to get federal grant funding for their program, but they did lose it. And luckily, the Touch a Truck event is one of their biggest fundraising events for the year, and it helps them continue to help all these young families. So you can even go there and just donate if you like to.
Yeah. As I said last week when Matt asked me how it was, and it was great. And as I said, they closed at 2 o'clock, and still at 1 o'clock they had people wanting to come in, you know.
Let me tell you, and I believe that this was one of the
most attendance. Yep.
Most attendance, exactly.
And
I think it was a good venue.
I wanted to
yeah.
tell Shannon I want it back where we were, but I didn't.
Well, we'll get her on the side and say we'll take the same spot.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
There's lines just constant lying around the venue. It was amazing. It was really cool. We had lines at our spot.
And I understand they had three different places they could come in this mm-hmm. year. In years past, like at the Orleans, mm-hmm. they only had the one entrance. Yeah. So this one there had three different spots that mm-hmm. they can come in.
You know, and obviously it was the first year back after a couple of years. I think next year, with being the second year back, they'll have more trucks there and more, you know, things like that the kids will be able to go around to. They have good concessions there.
Mm-hmm.
They always take good care of us when we're there. It's amazing. So if you've never been there
for 23,
yeah. If you don't know what it is, check out Touch a Truck, you know, and find out more about it. It's good for kids. You know, even if you just want to get out for the day as an adult and have your money go towards a good cause, you can get out there. They have the fire trucks. They had the Mandalay Bay shark.
Yep.
Out there, you can go look at the shark.
A late model truck?
Well, we had two late model trucks out there that you could have came out and actually sit in one if you wanted to.
I wish I could drive one.
Well, you got to start somewhere. You got to be able to sit in it first.
Actually, we would have had Patrick pick you and put you in one. That's what his job was.
There's all kinds of stuff. They got garbage trucks, cement trucks, and they had the police out there.
And then they had the SWAT. SWAT tower, whatever they call that, with the truck with that, you know, that people were walking through that.
And yeah, really cool. They had a lot of really fun stuff for all the kids there. So
they had a couple of fire trucks, but I think one got
had
a call.
Had to go.
He had to exit.
It was like within the first
hour.
Yeah. He had to go.
And again, it was from 9 to 10 was horns free.
And what the horns free time is, if you have a young child that's sensitive, that has sensitive hearing, they have a horns-free hour for you to be able to go around and check out the trucks with your kid to not have horns blasting and all that, because it does get really loud there.
And the
sirens going and all that, it gets really loud. But it's a really cool event, you know, but they do have a horns-free hour.
But I can tell you exactly what time 10:01 is.
That's 9:58.
10 o'clock
and
1 second.
It goes, right?
Oh, yeah. But you can definitely tell when it's 10 o'clock because them horns are going crazy.
So, yeah, can't wait. I'm, you know, looking forward to next year. We'll see what happens next year. It seems like a long, long ways away.
What did she say, March? Man, that's three corners down the street.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, it was nice to talk to Shannon. She was out there, of course, and we always look for, like, her, Diane Farkas, everybody there that's involved. We didn't see Diane this year, but Shannon came around. She was with her mother.
Yep, she was with her mom.
It was cool to meet her mom. So it was really, really nice. But anyways, so that was a couple weekends ago. It was really cool. Anyways, and we want to get that out of the way and be able to talk about it and just touch a little on it. So, but this past weekend, we had some very good fun. We had the Late Model Truck Series race out at LVMS, at the Bullring at LVMS. It was a great race. We had a decent truck count. A lot of great guys racing with us. We won't rub it in Tim's house.
Yeah.
We look for guys like yourself to come race with us. Unfortunately, it was just bad timing for us. We did have one that we would have probably had you in, had one of the guys testing it, and it wouldn't have made you look good at all. So
then you wouldn't have been happy.
Yeah.
I would have been happy just sitting in it.
Well, I'd be happy just being there. We'll get you
we do need a rim washer.
Hey, you know what? And really, you're more than welcome to come out and, you know, give us a hand or just hang out if you want.
I'd love to.
We're always, you know, open to that. But keep in mind, we'll probably put you to work.
Put me to work.
It's not always easy. Ask Matt. We scared him away. He's never coming back.
Matt.
Not Matt.
Put me away.
We wore him out.
No.
But it's a lot of work. So, you know, sometimes you don't realize, you know, how much is involved. And, you know, me and Gary, we get pulled in 10 different directions. So.
Well, it's fine unless, you know, the people from the track make you walk a mile.
You actually condition yourself. We talked about that last show that you actually, you know, exercise, condition yourself.
Yeah, 20 pounds ago.
Cool. We gained 20 pounds. You're doing something wrong. 20
pounds ago.
I need more ballast in the car. So
yeah, it's less, so you
bow conditioning right now.
So they tell you don't go work out. We need more left side weight.
So let me ask you. I didn't see you anyways at this past weekend. Did you? You didn't race.
I did not race. Unfortunately, I was at work.
Okay.
Making dreams come true, parking dreams in other people's driveway.
You know, and that sucks because sometimes life, work gets in the way. We know that.
The damn work always gets in the way of racing.
It was a good weekend for the late model truck series. Good weekend for my team. Kyle Keller did win in the number 12
by a landslide too. He got up front and he didn't look back.
That tells you how great the team is, the driver is, and the car is.
Was your car out there?
That was my car.
Oh, no way. Oh, you know what? You got some big shoes to fill next time you get out and race that thing. Because he got out front, and he had a really good lead, you know, for and they ran 60 laps.
That's where he went. He went to watch the race.
I did. I stuck off while these guys are loading trucks. I'm out of here. I'm sneaking off. I did watch. I watched the whole Pro Late Model race. It was a cool race.
That was a cool looking wrap too on it. Looked like
yes.
The whole Metro car.
Yeah, it did. It looked good. It did look. It looked really good. Too bad you weren't racing.
It's okay.
You got to give them guys.
I'm announcing something later, but I'll be back.
All right. We'll be looking forward to that. We'd be love to be the first to know.
Wait, what do you mean later? Let's announce it now.
We want
to be the first to know. Here, I'll shut everything off and you can tell us.
Put me in a truck and I'll tell you first.
Well, no, because we want the most exciting thing in your life to be getting into a truck, not the second most exciting thing. So we'll have to make you wait a little bit longer.
We got to do the dance.
Hold on. You're making us wait?
Yeah,
we're making you wait. See how that works?
When it all comes together, it just makes it that much sweeter. So.
No, but there's something coming over the summer.
Okay.
So I'll come back out probably next few weeks and talk about it on the show.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
It's going to be awesome. We're trophy hunting.
Oh, okay. That's a clue.
We got a clue.
I like that. All right. No, that sounds good. You know, we love to see young guys like yourself, young drivers, look at different opportunities and are able to, you know, to get that early on in your life and be able to do some of the things that you want to do. So now's the time to do it. You know, we still do the things we want to do, but we're a little older, but we still do it anyway. We think we're still 22. We think we're your age, but our bodies know better.
Yeah.
So, did you go out and watch any racing?
I couldn't. You were working. Yeah,
most of the
I
time.
Wish I did.
You couldn't get out there at all, huh? Not even later in the evening. That sucks.
After the show, I'll try to get your priorities in order. I'll help you.
Well, Gary's, just so you know, Gary's priorities is racing first, wife, kids, family, anything second. No. he does put racing first, right?
But my wife, kids, and their family understand that.
You know, and same with mine. You know, kind of you tell them before, hey, just so you know,
right.
Before you get involved with me.
That's right.
This is how it is.
Jump on the bus or jump off. Whichever one you want.
Well, my first one divorced me. She thought I was joking, I think. But
jokes on her.
Yeah, just like a race car, you just get another one.
Yeah, exactly. It was that easy.
This one's not performing. You go get another one.
Yeah. All right, we're joking, by the way, so don't get mad at us if you're thinking we're putting down families or
No, we're good.
Because of that, both my kids are listening or watching.
We'll ask their opinions. It's real cool. I'm glad you're working. At least you're out there, making the money to be able to go racing. Did you have a good night? Sales?
Of course I did, but that I was more upset I wasn't there watching the trucks, but I was very happy that Kyle won. Kyle and Keller Motorsports. That was awesome.
That's cool. Yeah, and they're
2 for 2.
Is that what they're okay?
Kyle's done 2 races at the Bullrings, won 2 of them so far.
Wow. Hey, that's a good start. Good way to start off. And again, you got big shoes to fill if you're going to run, wheel that car around. It looks really
good.
I do
have bigger size shoes, feet than
them. You're going to have a tight fit then. But you know what? There's some really good competition in that division. I know, I don't even know who's in the 13 that was.
Sean Hingarani.
Okay. And I don't know who that is. It's a new name that I.
He's fast.
Yeah, he's very fast. He was real patient, and up until the end. Well, I don't know about the usually, but in that race, I think there was a caution. I don't remember how many laps in, but that's when he really kind of made his move.
I mean, it's a Sigma car. It's the best.
Yeah.
It's fast.
Yeah, all the Sigma guys have some of the best equipment. They got the best guys in their ears.
Yes, they do. Yes. I'm not from Sigma, but I can tell you they got the best guys in their ears.
Hey,
actually, in my race, I had the best guy in my ear. Kyle was my spotter. That was the best guy in my ears.
How old is Kyle?
I believe he's 16. I'm sorry, Kyle. I think you're 16 or almost 17.
Can you believe that?
My spotter's got socks older than he is.
He's got grandkids as grandkids.
He was the reason I finished third. He was calming me down. He was coaching me. It was awesome.
It's cool that a kid that age has the experience of someone much older.
He's a mature race car driver.
I think part of that is that junior late model division that they have. It really gets the young drivers into a full-size, race car early so they can learn some of those techniques and get some seat experience in a full-size car. So that's cool. Do you ever think of that as any kind of issue with age or anything, or is it just you look at the experience part?
Derek Thorne started racing when he was older.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's the best short track racer in the country.
He is. Derek Thorne, you mentioned his name, and he's a threat at any track.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. When are you going to race next?
When am I going to drive the truck?
A lot of things, so what Alex is kind of talking about is with the late model truck series we're tied in with LV.net, LasVegas.net. Mike Young over there was putting together a production package that we're trying to push for the late model truck series, kind of showcasing. We originally was trying to showcase, a little diversity and so on, one being Chloe Lynch, young 17-year-old driver, which was a cool story because she couldn't make the race, but she had to go to her high school prom. That is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, but Gary's going to have a talk with her.
Now that it's already over, I got to have a talk with her.
So, which is really cool, you can't pass up your prom.
That's a one-in-a-lifetime deal, man.
Exactly.
This racing will be here for years and years and years and years.
You might be racing with battery vehicles, but
that's
still right. We'll be here.
You can have the most charged battery for the longest time.
Right. There'll be some gray areas in that, I'm sure, somehow. But, of course, you as well, tell us about your little bit of your background story, Alex. Why would you be part of a diversity type program?
I'm Armenian.
Okay, that's diverse. Are you half?
I'm full Armenian.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Actually, someone brought this to my attention last year when I was doing all these late model races. I'm the first. I was the first Armenian to start in a NASCAR sanctioned event, pro late models, NASCAR weekly series. That's what you call them, right?
Yep, NASCAR weekly racing series. Yeah.
Word came out. Now I'm a icon in Armenia.
So do you have anybody that has looked that up that just out of the blue have contacted?
Not in NASCAR, yeah.
Well, in any level, I guess. That's pretty cool, though. What did you think about that when you first, started hearing that?
That was pretty cool.
Were you like, how am I the first one after all these years? Right?
Yeah. It was my Enclave and Key, my marketing company. They're the ones that have really brought the word out.
Right.
They put me on Forbes, Yahoo, Business Insider. It was pretty awesome. A lot of traction on that.
Nobody's come out and said, no, wait a minute. I'm the first NASCAR. Nobody's come out and
I've done all my research, too. I couldn't find any driver that I know and that I've researched in NASCAR.
Have you – what did your parents think about something like that? I know you were saying your mom kind of don't want you in racing. It's a little dangerous or –
It's a great, just don't race anymore. There I am. You even Googled me.
Right.
There you go.
Is there racing, auto racing in Armenia?
No, but they're quite a bit of a Armenian drivers. The Formula One driver, Alan Prost.
Okay.
He was Armenian.
Right.
There's a few other...
It's more of like if it's an international race series or race event or something like that on a large scale.
Yeah, international there are some, but NASCAR stock car racing I haven't found one yet.
Okay. It's you.
It's me.
You're the one. You're found. You're the guy. So that's really cool. That's an interesting background story, and it's really cool to see you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was pretty awesome. And earlier this year, they put me in the Armenian Sports Hall of Fame also.
Wow.
In the same place with Jerry Tarkanian, Tim Kirkjian, the ESPN baseball announcer,
wow.
A few other big names. It was pretty awesome.
That is really cool. That's really interesting. Somebody want to find out more about that, where would they go?
Just you can go on the Google Armenian Sports Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And then their website is the first link you click, and then you can look it all up. It's pretty awesome.
Cool deal. We'll have to check that out. And, we think it's really cool to be able to be part of watching you grow in the sport. To, hopefully, you'll jump around.
Hopefully.
Because your story is really cool. You're coming from the stands into racing, period. That alone is really cool to me. That's something that I always think is a really good story. It's like Matt, he's come from basically a fan to racing.
You go to
late.
A certain extent, then you have to start proving. Then you got to start proving.
Well, it depends on what you're in it for. If you're in it just for the sport because you love whatever division you ended up in, then that's one thing. But if you're looking to progress and try different divisions and maybe even move up and which sounds like is something that you like to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If there's a partner that wants to, if there's a partner that believes in doing that, I'm a salesman. I can sell anything.
All right.
Any product, any brand, I can sell it.
If you sell Matt a car, I'm sold. I will believe you.
Matt needs to sell himself first.
Until then, it's all a bunch of words.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be able to afford it. I just need to be able to afford it.
No payments for 90 days, Matt. What are we doing?
And the lowest payments out of anybody, anywhere else you could go.
Yeah, lowest.
You only live once, man. You gotta
lowest payments.
You got to be able to be in something that you enjoy.
I can do a 96-month loan.
Well, there we go.
It's a lifetime loan.
Interest for days.
Are they up to 96 month loans?
No.
Real?
No.
Do they go? Are they up to like 72 months?
We do have 84 months.
Mm-hmm. That's insane. I thought it was crazy when they got to like 72.
There is 0% for 72 month on 2022 Ram 1500 Bighorns.
I have a GMC brand new.
I'm sorry.
I'm already locked in. I'm not locked in for very long. I got a GMC. I looked at the Ford. You know, when I bought my truck, it was last July, and that was during the time like I didn't know. Everybody, you know, the lots were empty. Everybody's like, "Oh, you can't do you. We can't even. It's going to take us. We don't even know when we're going to get the one you want. You know, I want a certain color, certain."
You didn't see me. That's why that happened to you.
Probably. And I like Dodge. I like Fords. I like GMCs. But the only one that was able to give me close to what I wanted, it's not everything I wanted, was a GMC at the time.
I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah. I'm not. I got a good truck. I like it. Wow. Except, what I would have wanted would cost wise would have probably been three times more. Cause dually, you know, fully loaded duallys diesels are like buying a house now. You know.
Yep. No, not buying the house because the house is 47-something percent.
I know.
So yeah, you're not even getting a house.
It's funny. Well, I'm okay. anyway.
You need to start selling some of those cars and some of those houses.
What? A truck?
I
have a new truck. I got less than 1,800 miles on it, and I've had it a year.
Trade it in.
I could. Yeah.
And check this out. He's got about a 6 or 8 month old dog that's been in the truck more than I have.
I know, right? That's true. I was going to take it when we go tomorrow, but now I was thinking about the wind, so I'll just take the car.
Yeah, it'll cut through the wind.
Yeah.
Or the wind will lift it up, one or two.
Anyways, we'll move on.
Yeah.
It was a great race night, especially for the late model trucks. We had a good turnout. We had a good race, you know. More contact than I would have liked to see, you know, but guys were excited to be back at Vegas. It's been, since November since we've been at Vegas, and people get so excited when they come to that track for some reason. They lose their head.
And we're going to have a bigger truck count come July 3rd.
July 3rd.
Oh, perfect.
And speaking of that.
Speaking of July
barbecue,
3rd. Barbecue.
The V-Racers barbecue July 3rd.
Yep.
After the races.
Yep. While the fireworks are going off, we'll be flipping some burgers. So.
Free for all you guys.
I'll be there on July 3rd.
We hope so. We hope you're going to help. You're helping us on that race, too, because you said you'd like to help. Right?
I'll be a little busy that day.
Okay.
That's a hint.
But that's okay.
That's a hint.
That's part of a hint. But come get your free food.
That's right.
It's going to be a good night of racing.
That'll be good. I can help you with the late model truck, and then you can help me with the skid plate.
Okay.
Right on these guys.
We'll give you a free burger. How about that?
I'm so confused.
You guys can give each other free burgers. Hey, we're used to that. People just negotiating for us. We find out later. What the hell is this?
No, we're always the last one to find out.
But we're negotiating your equipment.
Exactly. Again, this isn't the first time that's happened. No, it's cool. But so July 3rd, which, if you don't know, is a Sunday race, believe it or not. July 3rd is a Sunday race, which is going to be my first Sunday race that I've ever had.
I believe it's mine, too. I've said it before.
It's going to be mine, too.
Which is going to be odd.
Yes.
So if you were to race, that would be a good Sunday race.
Big if, yeah.
Just so you know, that's according to TJ right now.
Right now.
I've asked and asked and asked, and he said if July 3rd's on a Sunday, then that's when we're racing.
Hey.
Okay. I've never raced there on a Sunday. They've either moved it to Saturday.
So for a hardcore racer, if you can find a Saturday race somewhere, you could race Saturday and Sunday, both days on the weekend. Gary.
I can find the testing.
Hey, Gary, you can go race two nights.
Let's see. We're going to call him out right now. Watch. We're going to find a place.
Who are we calling?
We're going to go race on Saturday and jet back on Friday.
Right. We'll find something.
That's right.
We'll see. But that is a Sunday race, and usually the fireworks that they have at the Bullring are, you know, usually some of the best. But let me tell you, I have to say they've been topped with a different racetrack at Irwindale. Let me tell you, their fireworks, it wasn't even a special. It was just their mayhem race.
Yeah, but who lives in Irwindale? This is
big. We're talking about racing. We lived there for one night.
That's right. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you're talking about Irwindale's fireworks.
Yeah.
I believe they have fireworks on their schedule every night.
Damn near every race. And let me tell you, them fireworks work. Good and long. They just and they had a great plan. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And as you say, you would like, okay, it's over, duh, and then all of a sudden it would just start right back up again.
Yeah.
More and more and more, man.
Yeah, exactly.
It had to go
and then
20 minutes.
Wow.
And then the finale was just, it was just really, and a good combination. I was impressed, actually. And I'm not all, you know, on the fireworks or anything like that, but it was impressive. And I've always been one to play up the Vegas one at the track every year. It's always good. So they got, you know, and they do. They always have a good fireworks show at Vegas. So when is the next Vegas race? Like
April 30th?
Is it?
I don't know if the late models are racing, but the next local is April 30th.
Okay. You know, I was a little disappointed at the 602 mods. They only had 6 of them out there. I don't know what happened. Was there another race going on somewhere? I'm not sure. But they were low on count. I was thinking they...
Everyone got a top 10.
Yeah, exactly. It was a good race for everybody that raced. But that was kind of low. The Prolates had 13, so that was a good count.
I think last race had 13 or 14, too.
The Legends, what do they have, like, I don't remember, 16 maybe?
I was busy.
But when
I didn't have the pleasure of seeing races.
The last time they had like 30.
Yeah, they had 32.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
I heard that the reason was a lot of out-of-towners were using it for a practice for like a national or something that was coming up somewhere. And again, I don't know the details on the Legends stuff, but... that's why
I couldn't watch that race. It was right before my race. I need my heart rate to go down,
not up, right? That's crazy. Any plans on Legends races again? Some more, maybe?
Maybe a couple of road courses down the line, but ovals, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's so much different than driving a late model,
right?
So. I do a Legend.
Do you think that'd be tough to jump? Because it is different. Obviously, it's, you know, you're talking about a whole different type of race.
Whole different car, and since
driving technique, style,
lack of experience, so you don't know how to adapt that much yet. So maybe.
You know who can adapt quite well? Justin Johnson.
Yes, he can.
Man, that guy is such a super dice guy. First of all, second of all, he can jump in anything and learn how to drive that car. I mean, he's kicking some butt in the super stocks, and he's in the modified,
mm-hmm.
racing
modified,
you know, kicking some butt in that. And I think he can put him in just about anything, and he can make it look good. Hell, he even ran one of our late model truck series trucks during practice, and it was a little down on power, and he still ran some of the fastest times, 16 eights or sevens or something that we've had in him. So he can make something that is down, you know, and still make it work. He just knows how to adapt. You know, that takes a lot of talent, you know,
mm-hmm.
just kind of, you know, unique talent. Is that something you feel like jumping in from a Legend into a Prolate and different things like that is adaptable and learnable? Or
I mean, look at Tony Stewart and Kyle Larson. They drive anything.
Yeah.
And look how, you know, Kyle Larson's a world-class race car driver. Tony Stewart's a world-class race car driver.
Right.
Back in the day, you had, you know, Foyt, Andretti just jumping in anything they could.
You know, that you know, I don't know if that's just experience or some of that's, you know,
times.
Talent too, I guess. But you feel like you have that same, some of the same talent behind you? You're pretty confident in sales, so if you can sell anything, you can sell your driving experience, obviously.
I mean,
I'm not putting you on the spot. I'm just playing.
Oh, no, put me on the spot.
You know, I mean, you've seen him race Gary, right, when he used to race out at the
Remember my legend, legend cars?
You
were,
is this the guy you were talking
cars?
About that I shouldn't say anything about? Okay. I'm just kidding. Well, I'm playing with you about it. He never said anything about you. So you did well in that.
Legend cars. My first time in a legend car was my heat race.
Right.
I started, I think, well, you remember the FSC Vegas?
No, I don't.
It was a demolition derby.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was the first time anyone was out on that Speed Vegas
right.
track. For my first time ever in anything besides a electric go-kart.
That's crazy. Yeah.
The first heat race, I think I drew, like, the pole out of, like, eight cars. I just chose to just hang out in the back, and then by turn three, I think I was in third, and I finished second in that heat race.
That's amazing for one of your first times out. Again, you're talking about Speed Vegas, which is a track not really meant for side-by-side racing. It's made
for
entertainment.
Running over cones and entertainment.
Right. Oh, you're the cone guy. I think I remember you. I'm just kidding. But, yeah, man, that's cool to be able to get out there and something besides, like you said, an electric
mm-hmm.
go-kart. It's amazing how you go from that into learning about local racing in a Legends car, meeting the right people. You know, and talking to you today, it's, you know, a lot of people don't get in the position you're in such a short
nope.
period of time. You know, I know when I started, it was in the mini stocks years ago, and, you know, I didn't have a clue. I still almost have a clue, but it's taken a long time. You know, so to be able to jump into something that you've been
That's
into.
Really
is
John,
amazing.
John and Kyle Keller, because they're the ones that saw me at that go-kart track. They said, you're pretty good. And it's
right.
been, I think, 3 years now. So that program is very good. They have
right.
a Kyle Keller Racing. They have a whole development program,
Sweet.
Too, for younger drivers.
Okay.
It's very awesome. Kyle's, he's killing it in everything right now. Madeira, he's winning.
Right.
All the TV races. He's winning at the Bull Ring. He's got an ARCA ride. It's pretty awesome.
That's amazing. That's cool to be able to be hooked up with a program like that. You know, and they wouldn't put anybody in their car. You know, they have to have some faith in you.
Yeah,
to be able to say, hey, you
John,
this machine
John
out.
Boy, trust me. If he put me in the same car Kyle won in last week, I mean, he trusts me.
Cool. We're looking forward to it. We're looking really looking forward to it. April 30th, though, they have the Vegas race as the next race, and that's going to be right around the corner. You're only talking a couple weeks-ish.
Is that enough time?
We're not racing that race.
Okay.
We're not there.
When is the next
race? May 14th in Irwindale is our next late
How about
truck Bowling? Series race. July
3rd.
That's the next one.
That's our next one at Vegas.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So keep that in mind, and we'll be talking. You know, again, LasVegas.net.
Will my truck be as fast as LV.net internet?
It depends on if it's a windy day or
not. Depends on which way the wind's blowing.
It, realistically, they do their own, like, satellite internet, and it's fast. It actually is really
Will it be
easy,
as fast
decent.
As that?
You know, that's only... That would be up to you to make it as fast as that. And speaking of LV.net, Mike Young raced in that race with us. So the ride that you would have probably had is – he took that ride from you, man.
Come on, Mike.
You better talk to him about that one.
Can we call him up too? Put him in the show.
But he did really well. He was – he.
I think his truck caught on fire.
He did. He had some excitement on Friday night during
testing.
Testing and mm-hmm. A plug came out of like a block plug came out with oils got all sprayed on the headers and you know got a little flash fire there, so he had a little excitement. We're able to fix it, get it ready for him for Saturday, thanks to Freddie Kaiser Jr. He helped us out there and got Mike out there on Saturday, and he did a really well. He did really well. He did a good job. Matt Jaskel showed up. He spotted for him for that main event. Kept Mike calm, even though you know, Mike gets excited real easy.
So very excited.
So he was probably half as excited, but really overly excited over anybody else. But you know, Matt Jasko did a great job coaching him in driving that truck the way he did.
As you just said, I heard him say in the pits there when we were, he said Matt Jasko really helped him drive that truck. So.
He did. And you know what? And, as long as you listen to your spotter, if he's a good spotter, you do a good job. You can attest to that.
Yes, I can. And my spotter, Ken Ash, which is a great, great spotter for me, and the numbers show. So, and he helps me drive that truck a lot more than he thinks he helps me.
A few more laps, you probably would have been a contender for first place, possibly in that race, but. You know,
really little incident on the track and just had to make up some speed. And there again, he kept me calm and he was.
That's what they're for.
For me, I cut turn three and he's like, no, you get that truck back up there. You're cutting that corner. You're taking off your exit speed. So,
you know, it's another set of eyes and a different angle that, you know, we think we're doing the same thing over and over. And it's good to have somebody in your ear saying, hey, no, you need to get back doing this or that.
The spotter's like your caddy for golf.
Yeah.
Caddy's supposed to tell you what to do, how to do it. You got this. That's what the spotter is, really.
Yeah, that's true. They help keep you on track and in line. But it was good racing. You know, Stan and Gary got into it a little bit. It was Gary's line. So Stan got into your quarter.
Yeah.
The back part of the quarter near the back bumper. And how did you spin in the direction you spun? That's what I want to know. I watched the video, and if he was in this quarter, usually you spin this way, but you spun this way. How did that happen?
Maybe you already assumed the spin, so you're trying to correct it.
I'm guessing, he was already countersteered, and as soon as the two bumpers released, the problem is
it was like this.
You guys think
taken, by the way.
You guys think I lie when I say I close my eyes going into three. I close my eyes headed to the wall, too. No, I can't answer that except for all I can tell you is the tires grab and snap me to the left, which was away from the wall.
Right, and it was pretty quick, and you got back in control quick.
Yeah, and all that happened within a split second.
Right.
To me, it seemed like 4 years, but... I mean, it was just a second or two, and and the problem is the truck died.
Right.
So here I am trying to hit the gas and notice the truck was dead.
Right.
But and they all come to me and say, "Well, why didn't you stop up there?
Why didn't you?"
I don't. If I could go, I'm going.
So
I know,
the same thing like when Curtis Burns got spun, Mike Young, what it looked like because I was right behind them, got into his quarter and spun. Curtis Burns out, same thing. He spun, maintained, you know, got back on it and didn't cause a caution,
right,
which is good. We respect that. Same thing. We try to go as caution free as possible. So,
come on. Do you guys do the choose cone?
No, we don't. But, you know, he kept it going, didn't cause a caution. We ended up having, how many cautions did we have? One. So we had one.
And I don't even know what that was for, to be honest with you.
You know what it was for? Stan got into Lee Keach a little bit. That's when he had that flash.
Oh, yeah.
So they called debris on the track, but I swear it was one of those NASCAR debris on the track calls because I saw no debris. As soon as they called it, I was looking. Justin told me it was for debris. I see no debris.
No, I see nothing.
But again, my angle is different than the guy in the towers angle. So.
And that's usually the guy that's got the right angle.
Hey, anyways, it was a great race. We're out of time. Thanks for coming in, Alex. Don't be a stranger. Don't wait so long next time.
I won't.
We appreciate it. We look forward to your next race. Keep an eye out for you and what you got going on and all that. We'll see you live next Tuesday at onwheelsnow.com. Same time.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.